This is Westbury, a predominantly colored neighborhood in Johannesburg.
Come and join us here in Westbury Life.
Where people of mixed heritage live. People like me. It's a community caught in the crossfire between drugs and gangs.
When you smoke dust, they put on a safety belt.
But they're also battling perceptions that in the new South Africa, they're not quite black enough. During apartheid, the government separated the mainly Afrikaans-speaking people from black Africans and forced them to live in areas like this one. On the streets, we meet some community activists holding a meeting about the challenges facing Westbury. It's a great opportunity to ask them to define the colored identity.
I'm a colored. I call myself a colored because through the apartheid government, we were given that name, colored. My grandmother is Scottish, and my grandfather is a Zulu.
What is a colored? Because I can't see myself as a colored, because that identity was forced onto me.
If you have a identity crisis, what do you do? You don't know who you are. Now the problem that we have in our area here is our people don't know who they are. And history has been distorted. So much so that even the colored believes he's a colored. Even though this identity was forced upon us, first by the colonialists, then the national government, and now the democratic dispensation.
Now I've come here to interview them, but they end up asking the tough questions.